Also ich sage, ich mache es sagen, wenn wir heute mit sagen, warum darf ich es? Sagt nämlich der Kelly use for liquids make liquids kadosh and measures use for salads make salads kadosh. Kelly use for liquids don't make salads kadosh and measures use for salads don't make liquids kadosh. If a kli kadosh formed a hole in it, if they can still serve the function for which they were used when they were whole, they make the items kadosh. If not, they don't. All of them only make things kadosh when in the azar. Dr. Mar Shmuel said when the Mishnah said that kelim used for liquids are only make kadosh liquids, that's referring to measures used for liquids. However, the bowls used for liquids can even make solids kadosh, like the pasuk says, shnei meleim soilus. Rav Achami difti. Yes, Ravino, the mincha referred to in the pasuk was moist, it was mixed with oil. Maybe that's why the bowl makes a kaddish, but maybe a true salad would not become kaddish in the bowls used for liquids. And the Gemara Ravina said, the pasuk teaches that even dry pieces in the mixture become kaddish in a bowl. We can also answer that a mincha, even when mixed with oil, is still considered to be a dry solid substance when compared to blood. So Gemara Vayta Shmuel said, klei shareis only make kaddish when they are whole. Also, they only make kaddish when they are full, meaning they have to have the full required measure of the carbon in them, and they only make kaddish from their inside. Another version says that they only make kaddish when they are whole, full, and inside, meaning inside the azara. The difference between the versions is any amount that is above the rim of the keli. According to the first version, it would not become kaddish. According to the second version, it would. A braisa says that klei kaddish make kaddish only when they are whole, full, in their inside, and when inside the azara. Rav Asi and Rav Yechanan said klei kaddish make things kaddish even when it is not full, as long as the intent is to add to it to make it full. Rabbi Yossi says that is the same thing in a braisa as well. Mishnah then said, "Ein kli halach mekadosh v'chulu." Rav or Ravasi said, although the keli does not make the other substance kadosh to be offered, it does make a kadosh become possible. If it's then taken out of the azar, left overnight, etc., it will become possible. Others say that this ruling was not made in reference to our Mishnah, but rather to a brisa that discusses the ring and the sacha menachas or bikurim from a mixture of truma or orla or klayim. So Gemara brisa says, if klei kadosh formed a hole, it should not be melted down to be repaired or have lead melted in it to repair it. If it became damaged, it should not be repaired. If a knife became pogum, it should not be repaired with filing it. If the blade came out of the handle, it should not be returned. Abishol said there was a knife in the Mikdash that had a tendency to make animals into dreifus, and the Kahanim decided to hide it away. So Gemara Vayta, Brisa says, a big day kahuna had to be made with weaving, like the pasuk says, Maaseh Oyrik. If they became dirty, they're not to be washed with cleaning agents like Neser or Ohol. The Gemara asks, what does that mean they could be washed with water? Abai said, the Brisa means, if they only became somewhat dirty, so that even water would be enough to wash them, then you could even clean them with cleaning agents. However, if they became so dirty that cleaning agents are needed, you're not even allowed to wash them just with plain water. Anyway, some say that they may not be even washed at all because there should be no showing of poverty in a place of wealth, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara Vayta, Braisa says the me'il was made entirely of tchelas, like the pasuk says, "Vayas es me'il." On the bottom, they would bring tchelas, argoman, and tlashoni, all twisted together, make forms of pomegranates from them. They then brought 72 bells and clappers and hung them on the bottom as well. There were 36 in the front, 36 in the back. Rabbi Yehuda said there were a total of 36, 18 in the front, 18 in the back. Rabbi Yoni Bar Sason said that the same machlekes of numbers is found in a Mishnah regarding the number of different types of how many different types of negoyim there are. Rav Dosman Hirkun says that there are 36 kinds, and Akavi Mahalalel says there are 72 kinds. Rav Yonah Bar Sason also said, why is the parasha of Kabbanah taught next to the parasha of Bidei Kahuna? It's to teach that just like the Kabbanah bring Kapara, Bidei Kahuna bring Kapara as well. The shirt of the Kayan brings Kapara for murder. Pants bring Kapara for Gila Royis. The hat brings Kapara for haughtiness. The Gartel brings Kapara for improper thoughts of the heart. The Chayshim brings Kapara for perverted justice. The Ephod brings Kapara for Avodah Zarah. The Mi'il brings Kapara for Lashon Hara. And the Tzitz brings Kapara for Chutzpah. Respect Amar, Rav Shimon Levi said that the Kabbanahs do not bring Kapara for murder and Lashon Hara. Rather, Kapara for murder is brought by the Egla Rufa, and Kapara for Lashon Hara is brought by the Gatayrs. We see that the Kapara for these affairs are not brought by the Big Day Kahuna. And for tomorrow, the Big Day Kahuna bring Kapara for murder when we know who the murderer is. Respect Amar, if we know who the murderer is, we have to put him to death. If tomorrow it's needed in the case of someone who killed Bemezid but wasn't warned. In this case, he's not put to death, and that Tzibur receives a Kapara from the shirt of the Bidei Kahuna. Another Tzibur also says that the Ketores brings Kapara for Lashon Hara spoken in private. The Me'il brings Kapara for Lashon Hara spoken in public. So that's why it's not a doubled over Kapara. It depends what type of Lashon Hara was spoken. Hadnaloch Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh.